Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, things are a-changing in the college football playoff. Really going to set up for the final reveal going down next week. We will react to that in just a quick moment. Later this hour, we'll take a look at the bracket. Hypothetical point spreads there as well. Nate Collins will join us. Final hour of the show, Tom Casale on college football, college basketball, and Caroline Fenton talking some college hoops with us as well. Power Rankings Wednesday, we'll do that in 1 hour. Good morning, Sam. How are you feeling?
Feeling good. Here we go. The Miami Truthers coming in hot. All that needs to happen now for Miami to get in is BYU to get blown out. Just ask a Miami fan. That's all they're going to tell you.
Are we sure about that, though?
I'm not.
Are we sure that's the case? What do you mean by I'm not? Because I'm getting the sense that this is a setup. And now there's going to be no gap between Notre Dame, Miami. Like, we've been talking about it for a number of weeks. Most people have been talking about it for a number of weeks, but it's getting closer and closer. Like, Bama was protected yesterday. That's what happened. They're going to the SEC championship, and they've gone on record for years now. Well, you can't get dinged for what happens in your conference championship game. So Bama got some protection by moving them up to 9 after barely surviving against Auburn. Oh, apparently that's an impressive win. So you beat Auburn. Some would say luckily, but you do hang on and you beat Auburn and you move up and Notre Dame moves down. And now the team between Notre Dame and Miami, as you alluded to, is BYU. So BYU wins, Notre Dame is out. There's going to be a lot of people out. But BYU loses, which is the expectation as a 2-touchdown underdog. Now you got the face-off. The official face-off that everybody in the internet's been talking about. All the talking heads have been talking about. Notre Dame versus Miami. And then if you've got the U that you just signaled, you're going to say head-to-head is number one. And a lot of other people that do power rankings, lie on Vegas a little bit, larger sample size. Let's not put everything on the first game of the year. They would line up on the Notre Dame side. So where are you at on this? I think Notre Dame might be in trouble, man, no matter what happens in the BYU game.
Well, I don't know that they're in trouble. It's definitely a little more clouded, the path, for sure. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to overthink this. Notre Dame is higher in the college football rankings, higher in the AP Top 25, higher in the coaches poll, and Joe, at DraftKings, they're minus 650 to make the college football playoff. So what else is there to go off of? Oh, Colin Cowherd likes Miami. The Bear likes Miami. Dan Woken, he likes Miami. Like, all these people that have top 25 votes are complaining about Miami being below Notre Dame. Yet in every single poll, Notre Dame is higher than Miami. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, how is Miami lower? Well, because the voters, the coaches, and the rankings all say Notre Dame is better. Like it's I only get upset because it's so obvious that everybody likes Notre Dame more, except for the people that are trying to create clicks and make takes.
And if you ask them who's better, nobody's saying Miami.
That's what I said to Bear. Miami. I said, Bear, yeah. who are you betting to win the title? Notre Dame or Miami? Wow, that's not the
Oh, yes, it is the all point. Right. We're trying to get close to getting the best teams. They've made adjustments in this college football playoff. They decided, you know what, it's not the best thing to give all the buys to all the conference champions because all the conference champions are not the best teams. The teams that earn those spots should get those spots, and that's the adjustment they made this year. I think there are more adjustments that need to be made, but that's a whole nother conversation. I know. Okay, so my initial reaction was, okay, it's dicey, but it's really close. They're hanging on by a thread. I think Notre Dame gets in. How does it change in a week? I don't know. I don't know how you explain that away, that both teams, Notre Dame and Miami, are not playing this weekend, and then a week later we decided to change our mind. But like you said, the talking heads, many people with microphones are saying that. Joe Klatt was saying he thinks they're out. He thinks Notre Dame's out. Even if BYU loses like they're supposed to lose, that he thinks Notre Dame's out, but he is a big head-to-head guy. When you go side-by-side, that's where you're at. Notre Dame's a better team. You're supposed to get the better team. But let's say something crazy happens, and I don't know if it's – I mean, Booker's on the broadcast last night, and he's like, I think in a week they're finally going to – cooler heads are going to prevail, and they're going to put Miami in over Notre Dame. Like, he's been on this kick every time. Every time they'll cut to him at halftime of a game that doesn't involve either of these teams, and he's talking about getting Miami in. Oh, I wonder why. I wonder why he's on that kick. it's fascinating, but let's say they get their way. It happens. You know what? Head to head. Let's give it to them. We can't just ignore it. Even though it was the first game of the year, like we can give all sorts of reasons. Then what? Does Notre Dame actually consider conference? It's been, people have wanted this. I don't know why other people are obsessed with it outside of Notre Dame, but they want Notre Dame to join a conference. They think they're so smug because they're not in a conference. They're independent, even though there are other independents and all that. This has been going on. I remember this my entire life. People want Notre Dame to join a conference. But in this current setup, say this, man, like you have no chance at half the playoff spots right now. No chance. The five conference champs, a group of five, you're out. I mean, it's going to, and if they miss it because of this, because they're not in a conference, it doesn't mean they would have been guaranteed to be in the conference championship, but maybe they would have because they'd have a completely different schedule. And then you don't have this extra game, which if you had an extra game, you know, Miami doesn't because they lost to bad teams, but let's not talk about that. They don't have this opportunity, and Notre Dame doesn't have this opportunity. A lot of this would be wiped out if Notre Dame had the opportunity to play this weekend, but by their choice of being independent, there is 0% chance that they would be doing that.
We'll see what happens. Obviously, the power ranking show is a television show. It's about eyeballs and ratings and dollars. We'll see. I just feel like if you want the best playoff, you put in the best teams. And yeah, the committee has a lot of things to think about, and they're going to do that on their own accord. They're not going to listen to Bet Sweats or any media show and go, oh, well, they want this. They don't care what we think. They don't care what you think. They don't. I promise you, the committee does not care what other people think. Notre Dame, Virginia. Let's just play this out. If Virginia gets in and Notre Dame doesn't, it's a travesty. Because on a neutral field, I have Notre Dame at a 96 and Virginia at an 82. That's a neutral field, 14-point spread. And you're going to take Virginia over Notre Dame? because Virginia won the weakest Power Four conference. It's just ridiculous. And I think controversy is good. Conflict is good. We're still going to bet the games. We're still going to watch the games. And here's one more quick truth from my side of the fence. I believe Notre Dame should get in over Miami. I wholeheartedly believe that. But if Miami makes the playoff, I make $2,000. Knowing that, I still think Notre Dame should be in ahead.
Right. You're pushing that to the side and giving your honest opinion of what you believe. Now, one other issue, right below Miami, Texas. I think this is big. The signal was given last night, Texas, you're out. 100% out. And there's a group of people that would agree with that. Oh, your three losses, you're out. I don't care that you're in the SEC, you're out. And then Sark would say, we beat three top 10 teams. We beat three top 10 teams. Why are they a three-loss team? Because they scheduled hard. Because they ain't scared. Because they decided, let's start the season going up against almighty Ohio State. And the idea in the beginning of the year, we saw those great games.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Start the college season. It was very exciting. All right, I'm glad they're doing this. Notre Dame against Miami. We've got Ohio State and Texas. This is going to be awesome. And you know what's cool is, you know, even if you lose, I'm glad they're playing up because they could play Little Sisters of the Poor and just take their easy win and hand out a check, and it'd be fine, like a lot of schools are already doing. But no, they play up, and now these teams could get dinged for it. That sucks, because now if I'm in the SEC, I'm just like many other SEC schools. If I'm Texas, we're not doing that again. We got knocked out because we were a three-loss SEC team. We beat three top 10 teams in the country, and it didn't matter in the end. Screw them. We're not doing that ever again with this current format. That's going to have long-term ramifications with Texas, especially if it happens in Notre Dame. And I know people are going to say Notre Dame has an easy schedule anyways. Yeah, you're right for the most part. I don't know that that's their fault. These games are scheduled so far in advance. Yeah, you're right, but why schedule hard? You are not being rewarded, and that stinks. In basketball, you are rewarded. In football, you are not.
I can't wait to see this final bracket, honestly. Yeah. And I'm not going to be upset. Like, if Notre Dame doesn't get in, I'm not going to create this 90-second TikTok. I don't care that much. But if you want the best teams, put in the best teams. I want the best teams and the best games. By the way, I have point spreads on the four games, hypothetically.
Good.
Notre Dame would be a pick'em against Texas A&M. Oregon and North Texas, I've got 23 points. Is that going to be a good game? Ole Miss would be at home against Virginia. I've got 10.5. And then Oklahoma, Alabama, Oklahoma -1. So that's where I'm at in the four hypothetical matchups.
Okay. We'll go over those a little bit more later on this hour. So your buys, Ohio State, Indiana, Georgia, and now Texas Tech, because they move up a spot, which is interesting. You know, the other team that I was very curious what they were going to do, and they did Not much. They didn't ding him at all. You lose Lane Kiffin, and there was this idea, what are they going to do to him? I don't know if it was the Charlie Weiss angle or what, that he's staying, and so your offensive guy's going to be there. I don't know if that's what ended up saving them a little bit. It was good after all the feelings, all the issues that went on over the last few days, that they were able to have cooler heads, and both sides were like, yeah, Charlie Weiss Jr., it's okay. You can stay with the team for the playoff, as the fan base was booing him getting on the plane just a couple of days ago, which was very amusing. Do you think that's what saved their spot? Do you think that's what saved them from being pushed down? Because then the committee's having the conversation of, look, the guys running the offense are all gone, and that's the strength of this team.
I don't know. Ole Miss is still one of the best 12 teams. So I think they should be, and they won 11 games. They won 11-1 in the SEC.
Right.
How do they not get in? The coach.
No, there's
leaves,
no doubt about them being in. I'm saying them moving them down a bunch.
Oh, whatever. I mean, yeah. You got to win multiple games no matter what. They're not going to get a top four seed. So, you know, whether you win at home or win on the road, I'm sure they'd love to have a home game, obviously. But, you know, they don't power rate very high. Let's see. Power rating wise, I have them 11th. So, like, I'm not gonna boo-hoo that they're not a 7 or an 8 in the bracket. Like, I don't care that much. You know, it is funny on the way out here of segment one.
Yeah.
we hinted at this yesterday. Nobody's going to Penn State to coach, man. Like, they whiffed on everybody. Everybody.
Dude. Yeah. We might need to talk about this a little bit more when we have a few more minutes. I was hoping when I popped on that I would see David Dykstra, because I was going to ask him if we want to put a coaching staff together, because they might be down to us now at Penn State. The almighty Penn State. Now you're going to play a real team. They can't get anybody, man. Do you remember when we were having that Indiana versus Penn State conversation? Who's the better school? What's the better program? There's no way Indiana's the better program. Is BYU the better program? Like, how many better programs are there?
It's not, but nobody wants to go there. This is the Jimmy Sexton power play. So here are all the names that Penn State considered. Urban Meyer, Tim Elko, Kurt Cignetti, Matt Rhule, Marcus Freeman, Eli Drinkwitz, Lee from Vanderbilt. They wanted Alabama to lose to Auburn to maybe get DeBoer. They wanted Lincoln Riley. They wanted Satake. They lost Chesney. All of those guys told Penn State, nah, we're good.
This is awesome. They never thought firing Franklin at that moment, giving in to the fan base, was going to result in this. And this is what's happened. Don't upset the wrong people. Could screw you in the end. What a power play. Spot on there. Joe O, Sammy P, got Bet Sweats with you on a Wednesday morning. Coming up next, we'll check in with Nate Collins. We know he's hyped about Virginia. And, of course, we'll talk about the NFL. All his teams are doing very well right now. We'll get to that coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.